As yet, long COVID has no cure. What scientists know so far about the disease points to it being a combination of a persistent viral infection, for which a drug may be found at some point, a chronic autoimmune disorder, which would need expensive, complex care, like that for rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis, and lingering damage to some tissues caused by the original COVID-19 infection. Medicines for the first two of these causes may ultimately be found. America alone has put $1.15 billion into research. At the moment, though, sufferers need months of rehabilitation to help them cope. Healthcare systems and employers must prepare to assist long COVID sufferers, including those who have no proof of past infection because they were not able to be tested. Prompt rehabilitative care can prevent a downward spiral in personal health and finances. Dedicated long COVID clinics will speed things up. As things now stand, patients often bounce from one specialist to another in search of a diagnosis. Employers, for their part, must rethink how to accommodate workers with a disability that flares up in unpredictable bouts. Governments can help with incentives that encourage sufferers to stay in work and employers to cater to their condition. If governments miss the boat, millions of young and mid-career workers could permanently drop out of the labour force. One approach could draw on a scheme for disability benefits that is used in the Netherlands. Dutch employers and employees who are too unwell to work as normal are required to come up jointly with a plan on how the sick employee can return to work under new conditions. Remote working and flexible schedules would make it easier for long COVID sufferers to work at least part-time. Many of them will improve, though even that can take months. Lots of mistakes were made in the pandemic's acute phase. But that came out of the blue. There is no excuse for failing to respond to long COVID, and there is no time to waste.